Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Chertletau from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Washington, D.C. is Sean McKessie. Sean is a partner at the law firm of Phillips & Cohen. Previously, though, he served as the very first chief of the Office of the Whistleblower at the SEC. He served in that role for 5.5 years. Sean, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Happy to be with you, Adam. Thank you.
So, not surprisingly, we're going to be talking about whistleblowing, and let's start with an interesting case. Can you first take us through the Supreme Court's decision in the Digital Realty Trust case?
Sure. So, in this case, the issue at hand was Digital Realty had a internal employee who raised concerns about wrongdoing with the internal compliance function, was terminated. And he believes, as a result of his reporting, he was terminated. And so he availed himself of the courts invoking the Dodd-Frank statutory protections against retaliation against whistleblowers. There were a series of court cases on this, and ultimately the question that went up to the Supreme Court was whether the fact that this internal employee, quote-unquote, only reported the issue internally enabled him to take advantage of the Dodd-Frank retaliation protections. The SEC had taken the interpretive position that individuals who report internally, quote-unquote, only internally and not to the SEC, ought to still be protected under the Dodd-Frank anti-retaliation protections. Digital Realty took the position that the statute defines whistleblower as someone who reports wrongdoing to the commission, and therefore their employee who reported internally is not entitled to the protections offered under Dodd-Frank. Ultimately, the Supreme Court made the decision, a unanimous decision, surprisingly, on a very contextual basis to say that because the statute defines whistleblower as someone who reports wrongdoing to the SEC, that the retaliation protections offered under Dodd-Frank do not extend to the employee in this instance because he only reported the information internally.
Yeah, and that's a very key thing because I think a lot of people assumed otherwise, or in general, you know, knowing Dodd-Frank only applies if the person reports the SEC directly. Now, could that prove to be a disincentive for individuals to report incidents internally first?
So to pick up on your point, at the time that the rules were being promulgated, not only did people take for granted that internal reporting would be covered by the Dodd-Frank protections, they actually put it in writing. And so there were a number of corporate entities who ended up supporting Digital Realty's position in the Supreme Court case that had argued at the time that internal employees had to be required to report internally as a precondition to getting an award. Ultimately, the commission decided otherwise. But it goes to the point of people at the time that these rules were being considered and the statute was being considered took for granted that internal reporting was going to be protected under Dodd-Frank. And so it's somewhat ironic that we ended up in a world where the same entities that argued that you have to mandate internal reporting to get an award because it is taken for granted that an internal report is going to be covered, now we're at the Supreme Court level arguing otherwise. At the end of the day, now that the Supreme Court has decided this issue decided that someone who wants to be protected under the Dodd-Frank anti-retaliation protections must report to the commission, it definitely puts an employee reporting on their own company in a very difficult position to decide to only report internally, because if the program offers three benefits, the opportunity to get paid, confidentiality, and anti-retaliation protections, most internal employees are, in my experience, are most interested in making sure that they're protected and that their jobs are protected. And so if I'm sitting there and I've got information about my own company and I'm aware that Digital Realty decision says that I am not protected and I am not the enhanced protections under Dodd-Frank are not available to me unless I report to the commission, then I don't see a path under which I don't report at least at the same time I'm reporting internally to the commission, so that if a bad thing happens to me, I've at least protected myself. So it's an anomalous result in that corporate America, quote unquote, won the Supreme Court case. But I think at the end of the day, it's contrary to their interests to have put their employees in a position where they have to think long and hard about reporting, quote unquote, only internally, because they want to make sure that they're protected against retaliation.
Now, for a compliance officer, how should he or she be rethinking the compliance program, specifically in encouraging people to come forward?
It's an excellent question. And just going back a little bit into my bio, I actually worked in-house. In between my two SEC stints, I worked in-house at three different companies. And one of my responsibilities included being a compliance officer. And so I've thought long and hard about this question, and I have some perspective on it, having been in the chair of the people you're asking about. And I have to tell you, I think it's a really tough – this decision has put compliance officers in a really tough spot, right? Because compliance officers really do want their employees to feel an ownership in the company, a loyalty to the company, and they want to send the message that if you see something, you should say something. And if you say something, you should feel good about the fact that we are the kind of company that's not going to take harmful action against you for reporting wrongdoing. There's no bones behind, there's no teeth behind, if you see something, say something. If it's either expressed or in practice, but if you say something, you're going to have bad things happen to you because that's going to undermine the whole process. What Digital Realty essentially says is, or forces a compliance person to say is, if you see something, say something. And notwithstanding the fact that the Supreme Court says that if you only report to us, you won't be protected, you should trust us and we're going to protect you. And what makes that maybe even more difficult to sell to an employee is Digital Realty probably had the same policy, if you see something, say something. And yet the message they have sent to their employees is, if you say something and you only say to us, which is what we really, really wanted you to do, we reserve the right to litigate against you up to and including up to the Supreme Court to prevent you from availing yourself of very important anti-retaliation protections. So if I'm a compliance officer now, knowing Digital Realty, I've got, I think, two options. One is denial, you know, bury my head in the sand and hope my employees never hear about Digital Realty. I don't think that's a really good strategy. Denial is never a good strategy. Or I've got to come up with a way to really send a message to my employees that notwithstanding the fact that Digital Realty says that I may have legal rights or I may withhold from you certain legal rights and protections under Dodd-Frank, we're the kind of company that really, really wants you to report internally. And we promise that we won't take retaliatory action, including availing ourselves of this now legal loophole that would say that we're stripping you of your rights. I have to say, as someone who sat in the compliance officer chair, I know that what I'm saying here is not realistic, and I don't think many companies are going to do it. But one of the ways that you could maybe do this is to say to your employees, you know, we promise that we won't avail ourselves of what Digital Realty says we can, and we will not seek to deprive you of your rights to being protected under Dodd-Frank for retaliation purposes. Other than that, I think, like I said, is an unrealistic possibility. The realistic way is you've got to live every day. You've got to communicate, and really say we are a company that stands by what we say. When you say something, you see something, you say something, you will not have adverse consequences, and then live up to it. So that employees see that their next door neighbor reported something and they were taken seriously and nothing bad happened to them. If you can create that kind of culture, then maybe notwithstanding Digital Realty, you will have an employee base that feels empowered to report internally, even though they know in a theoretically that they may be depriving themselves of protections. In other words, a compliance officer has to convince an employee that they won't be retaliated against. So don't worry about the fact that you're not covered under Dodd-Frank under Digital Realty, because we're the kind of company that if you see something and say something, nothing bad will happen to you. That's a very difficult thing to do, as you know, and as your audience, I'm sure, knows. But that's the task at hand, and I think it's been made more difficult by the reality of what Digital Realty says.
Well, hopefully, you know, for most companies, they've been demonstrating this through the years, and I keep thinking that famous, oft used and misused Potter Stewart quote, there's a difference between that which you have a right to do and that which you should do, which is often, you know, used in training to talk to employees about the importance of ethical behavior, not just strictly legal. But here's an opportunity for the business itself and its leadership to similarly live by that standard and say, you know, the law may say set a very low floor, but we're not going to be playing on it. Now, as someone who both headed the Office of the Whistleblower at the SEC and now works as a key TAM lawyer, you spent a lot of time with whistleblowers. Do you think this is likely to cause at least some potential whistleblowers either to come forward to folks like you or the SEC more rapidly, or do you think it's likely to also have an effect on a lot of people where they're just going to say it's better not to say anything at all.
So I think there is both anecdotal and factual evidence to suggest that whistleblowers, potential whistleblowers, are aware, or at least in general, of the change in the law relative to Digital Realty. And yes, that it is going to drive people to A, be more reluctant to report internally, and B, think about either reporting directly to the SEC or to call a firm like mine, you know, to guide them through the process of reporting. And so anecdotally, I would say that my experience, you know, as someone who now represents people who want to submit to the SEC, we have seen an increase in the number of internal people coming to us. Not all of whom have said, you know, because of Digital Realty, I wanted to get your advice on whether we should report internally, but who have expressed some concerns about making sure they get the maximum protections, which is not unusual. In terms of specific data, Jane Norberg, who replaced me as the chief of the Office of Whistleblower, did state after they issued their annual report for fiscal year 2018 that they did see a spike in the number of reports from internal individuals in the 2 to 3 months after Digital Realty decision came down. Now, she was quick to point out that it's a small sample size and there's no way to know for sure, but it does seem awfully coincidental that a program that had shown a strong but steady increase in the number of people who reported did show a spike in the few months after Digital Realty. So I do think if you're a compliance officer, you should be thinking about the fact that that Digital Realty has changed the way employees think about this, and that they are more likely to at least be considering not reporting internally at all, and or reporting internally only after or at the same time that they've reported to the SEC.
Now, I think you've answered this already. One other question that I jotted down, but are there any tips for trying as a company to overcome this resistance? I mean, you know, obviously you want to tell employees we have a very firm no retaliation policy. Beyond that, are there any other suggestions that you have?
I don't think any of them are necessarily original or things that your audience don't already think about, but I can't overemphasize enough the importance of tone at the top, which is, you know, you got to have buy-in from the highest levels of companies. Also, do what you say and say what you mean. And what I mean by that is I worked at three different companies in-house. And if anybody in listening to this believes that their employees don't pay attention to what happens to individuals who report wrongdoing and don't talk about it maybe incessantly, they're fooling themselves. And so if you can have the best tone at the top, you can have the best programs online, training, and all that. But if at the end of the day, your employees are aware that every single person or most of the people who reported wrongdoing ended up demoted, fired, moved to a different office, no longer work there, that's going to speak way more volumes to what you really believe than anything you might be able to say. So setting a tone at the top from your highest officers on down, and then making sure that you follow through on that, so that when you encourage employees, when they see something, to say something, make sure they're treated well for doing so. Make sure that they feel like they've been heard, even if they're wrong. I can't tell you, you know, it's probably not in my interest, because I can't tell you how many people come to me seeking me my representation because they reported internally and felt like they were not heard or they were dismissed. So again, somewhat contrary to my interest, what I would say, if you don't want people to come to me in my professional capacity, make sure that your people who report wrongdoing are felt like they're valued, that they were heard, and that you took action. And even if what they felt was wrong was not wrong, communicate that to them. Be transparent. So those would be, in my mind, the three biggest things. Transparency, do what you say what you mean and mean what you say, and then follow through on that, and then make sure that the people who report wrongdoing feel like they've been heard and they've been valued, even if what you feel like they've reported something that's either specious or not even possible. Just make sure that they feel like they've been heard, and that will go a long way to preventing people from either circumventing your internal compliance or coming to someone like me to report to to facilitate reporting to the SEC.
Sean, I want to thank you for sharing that insight with us. I think this decision is certainly forcing people to reassess what they're doing with their compliance programs. I want to thank all of you for also taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying, I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspective.